I'm here with Brian O'Keen, Executive Vice President of AgriBank. Brian, first to start off, could you tell me a little bit about what you do with AgriBank and what AgriBank does?
Sure. AgriBank is one of the four farm credit banks within the farm credit system. Our primary responsibility is accessing capital from Wall Street and making that available to borrowers in rural America through our associations. The AgriBank district, we cover a 15-state region in the upper Midwest of the U.S., and our responsibility is, again, to provide, you know, source of liquidity to farmers and ranchers in that 15-state region.
So with the less than desirable commodity prices at some points, how are farmers working and how is AgriBank helping them manage risk right now?
Sure. Well, no question that I think if you look at the past few years, borrowers, particularly within ag and within our 15-state region, have been beneficiaries of a high commodity price environment, at least if you're in the cash grain sector, and a historically low interest rate environment. And so that's created opportunities for those customers to manage and instill some discipline in their operation. Obviously, with the interest rate environment where it is, the expectation is that rates will go up. The Fed will start increasing interest rates from here. And some of the things that we can do at the bank and what our associations can do with borrowers is give them tools to really eliminate or to mitigate a lot of the risk in their balance sheet from rising interest rates. Have products, or our associations have products that will allow farmers to kind of assess the debt on their balance sheet, and are there opportunities for them to lock in at low fixed rates products so they can eliminate the risk associated with rising interest rates. We also have products that potentially allow them to lock in that rate, but also have terms that can be prepaid if the interest rate environment changes and it becomes more favorable. So AgriBank, working in conjunction with our partners, you know, is able to access funding from the capital markets and provide those products and services to farmers to eliminate some of the risk that they're going to see in their balance sheet from interest rates. Obviously, commodity prices, that's another story.
So as the year is wrapping up, and it has been a pretty good year for most producers, how are interest rates looking for 2015?
Sure. Great question. And we actually just recently commissioned a poll with our association CFOs, getting their opinion on what they think interest rates are going to do. Not surprisingly, given the absolute low rate environment that we're in, the consensus is that the Fed will start raising rates later 2015, early 2016. The question is by how much? And we asked our CFOs, what do you think the federal funds rate is going to be 1 year, 2 year, 3 years out? You know, right now the Fed funds rate is around zero, and that's where the Fed's kept it. Our CFOs are looking at potential increases to that rate of about 0.5% within the next year, over 1% in 2 years from now, and 3 years from now, you know, anywhere from 2 to 2.5 percentage points higher from where we are. Again, a lot of that's going to be conditional upon how well the economy, U.S. economy, recovers in terms of job growth and GDP growth, and also if inflation remains under control.
Brian, as you look forward and make those predictions towards the next couple of years, what products or services are coming down the pipeline that are going to build as resources for producers to manage risk?
Sure. Well, as we talked about, you know, in order to counteract the potential increase, the risk associated with, you know, debt that may not have a fixed rate, our associations have a variety of products that they can, you know, custom tailor to meet needs of borrowers. So as I said earlier, can they just lock in a portion of their debt with just a fixed rate? Or are there products that they can use that allow them to lock in a rate and prepay early? So prepayable loan products or fixed rate products, those are two very good tools that borrowers can leverage and use to their advantage to, again, eliminate or mitigate a good portion of that risk related to rising interest rates.
Brian O'Keen, Executive Vice President of AgriBank, and this is Taylor Truckee coming to you from 2014 Trade Talk.